Welcome to another episode of the Nerdcast Interviews. This is Cripple J, and this week I changed it up a little bit by having Matt and Jen come and talk about Game of Thrones, rather than talk to somebody new. Season just ended, really good season, and we'll just get right into it.
I thought you're doing this, so you have to lead it off.
Oh, I'm leading
off. Am I leading off? I can do
it
if you want me to.
Go for it.
But this is your like interview series thing, isn't it?
I usually record the intro after the fact.
Oh, you do it after the fact? Okay.
So I might just start with it how it is.
Okay, that's fine. All right. So we're recording on July 3rd. We're outside on Jay's deck, and we thought we'd do a quick Game of Thrones recap. As my wife looks at me and goes, makes a funny face. No funny faces.
And we'll say two words.
Yeah, exactly. Say more than two words.
It's so hard.
So season 6 just ended not too long ago, and Jay binge watched like 5 episodes in a night.
Yes, from episode 4 through 9 in one night. And then was late watching the season finale. I went to physical therapy. My therapist is huge on Game of Thrones.
Did he spoil it?
No. Oh, okay. So that Friday, I'm like, we're going to binge watch it, and I'm going to be caught up by the time I come in on Tuesday. So Tuesday I came in, I'm like, I watched everything but the season finale. I'm like, that's 5 episodes in one night. You got to be happy with that.
Oh, man. I just don't know how you could stop. After watching Battle of the Bastards, which is my favorite episode of the entire series, I think.
I would say easily.
It's hard to... I wouldn't have never stopped. I couldn't have. I would have to see how it ends.
I sat there, and I felt like I wasn't breathing that whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Very claustrophobic episode. But...
Like, I almost got my inhaler out. It was so bad.
It felt like a movie, instead of an episode of TV. It felt like about an hour and 10-minute movie, where if you were to take the season finale and Battle of the Bastards, and just combine it, it's one giant movie, just part A and part B, basically, is how I looked at it. But, Let's do a recap. Let's go episode by episode before we get to the last part, because the last two episodes is what made the entire season for me, to be honest with you.
Easily.
But it's kind of crazy that the season started off... You have to remember there was a huge cliffhanger at the end of season 5, which was Jon Snow's death.
Yeah.
Which, did anyone really believe that Jon Snow was going to be dead?
No. And then all the spoilers were coming out that he was on set, and... there's no way you could have believed he was dead.
Yeah. So that's how the season started. Sir Davos found Jon Snow.
What was worse was Entertainment Weekly, the week that episode premiered of season 6, showed Jon Snow on it and said he's alive.
Oh, really?
So anyone that didn't watch it the day it came out,
the magazine came out? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. See, I didn't know. I didn't
like,
know
I had people getting on, like, pissed off that Entertainment Weekly spoiled it.
I would have been really pissed off. Because, and here's the thing, Snow didn't actually get resurrected that first episode, correct? If I remember correct?
No.
They left that, because the first episode was when they did the Melisandre, she's the Red Witch or whatever you want to call her. She's where she gets naked as the old woman. Remember
Yes.
My eyes! My eyes burn!
You're like, yeah, no!
It was the necklace thing that keeps her young, I guess, is what you'd say.
There's a whole bunch of them, that one lady, when they were doing the Targaryens, right?
Yeah.
When they came to see Dany,
yeah. Yeah, there was another one with the same necklace on.
Which I would have to believe that people, I guess they're the priestesses of the Light Lord of Light Order.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing in the books. Yeah, I don't read the books.
I
wonder if
that's
a thing in the books. But I just remember that that's... burned into my memories. And then I'm reading a recap off Wikipedia. Ramsay in that episode, also his girlfriend, quote unquote, was killed by Sansa, right?
Yes.
Sansa pushed her off the edge.
Was it
Theon that
Theon
did?
Theon
pushed her off
because she had the arrow pointed at Sansa.
Did that happen in that episode, or was that the season finale of the previous year, and this is when Ramsay's finding out about it when they come back? And isn't that when Theon and Sansa jump off into the snow pile? Okay, yeah.
And I don't remember for sure.
I'm going to mix up which happened in which episode, but they all kind of blend together.
Well, especially when you watch them all right in a row.
Yeah. And then the next episode is titled Home. That's when Ramsay finds out he has a new half-brother. And I guess he would have been the rightful heir to... Yes. At that point, the Ramsays have taken over Winterfell.
Yeah.
And the half-brother would have been that. And that's when he has his, quote-unquote, stepmom and stepbrother eaten by his dogs. Does that happen in that episode?
He killed his dad and then killed the stepmother and stepbrother.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was the rightful heir of Winterfell at that point. Because he was full-blood, not half-blood, or however they say it.
And then... Another, I guess the next thing in that is you get more into Arya.
Arya. I think they had it in Arya, like she changed her name, but it's like the same name.
Arya. Yeah. We'll pronounce it Arya.
When she was a boy, I guess. And she's
still
one.
And she's still going through her.
Yeah, when she left King's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm probably jumping around a lot in regards to what happened, but the main, I guess what's best to in these kind of recap episodes, it's kind of best to just focus on characters more than the actual what happened in each episode, because the stories are so splintered. They arc throughout the whole season instead of just this happened in one episode and that was the last you heard of it. Because her big thing was, I'm going through my assassination training.
Yeah. You know,
or assassin training, and...
The girl with no name,
and she loses... He takes away her sight very early on in the season, right?
That was the end of season 5, they took away her sight.
So she was blind at the end of season 5.
When she started season 6, she was blind and living on the street.
Okay, alright.
And the waif was coming and beating the crap out of her.
I hate the waif.
Oh,
that stupid haircut. And then, so Jon Snow... is not even in the second episode, I don't think. They skipped that week, didn't they? And they didn't even go back to him until the third episode, where Jon's back and alive. And that's when...
They left an episode where he woke up.
Yeah.
And then the next one kind of explained
him
coming back.
Yeah, at the very end, he was like,
woke
up or something.
Maybe that's the second episode where he wakes up, but they didn't go into any details of what happens after that.
Yeah.
Okay. And during all that, I guess in King's Landing, you still have the Queen and her brother still in prison with the sparrows and whatnot. Going forward from that, you got episode 4 is Book of the Stranger, where it says Sansa, Brienne, and Podrick arrive at Castle Black, and that's where they reunite.
And Podrick sits on his hand and performs the Stranger.
Book of the Stranger, yes, that's where he does it. So
it's where it originated.
But this was an episode that actually gave, as a watcher, I was like, it's the one hopeful moment in the show where you see a family reunited. For once, as far as Sansa and Jon finally going, oh god, of all the crap that their family's been through, something good actually happens for them. But then Ramsay sends him a letter threatening to kill Rickon if Sansa's not returned. Because I guess at that point, Sansa's still married to Ramsay.
Yeah, and at the beginning of the season, they show up with Rickon and the wildling that's been with them.
Yeah.
She was in the Harry Potter movies.
She was?
Yeah, she was.
She's
and
crazy.
They, and they killed her right away.
Well, the season, things didn't go so well for her in the season either.
Yeah.
But I guess the biggest thing out of this episode was when Tyrion met with the slave masters to offer a peace treaty of some kind.
Yeah. What was
it? Basically,
Marine.
It was in Marine, and they said, well, we'll let you have slaves for, another, 6 years or something
He said 7 years.
But then after that, no slaves after that, right?
They have 7 years to weed them out.
Which... When that happened, the way I felt when that happened, I was like, they're never going to go for that.
No.
I mean, if you give them the right to have slaves, they're never going to let you get rid of slaves. And then I guess Littlefinger returns to the Vale and gives the creepy boy, whatever, Robin, I think is his name.
No, I don't know.
Robin of the Vale. He actually is the ruler of the Vale since Littlefinger dropped his mom through the hole last season.
Yeah.
Right?
The Moon Door.
The Moon Door. Yes, he didn't say it like that. The Moon Door.
Can I throw him through the moon door?
Because this is the moon door. And he, I remember the first time you met Robin, he was still breastfeeding at like 10 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, so creepy. This show does so much creepy stuff, but you're like, it makes sense in the show.
Yeah. Well,
and then,
in the show, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yes, obviously. Yeah. But then I guess that's where you get the first inclination that really Littlefinger is running the veil through this kid. Anything Littlefinger wants to happen, he's controlling
it. But you kind of had to figure that was going to happen after he kicked the mom through the moon door, because... Yeah. He's that type of guy.
Now, here we go. The next episode's episode 5 is The Door. Is episode 5 called The Door? Is that the Hodor episode? Hold the door. I thought that was later on in the season.
Hodor. No, that was the end of that episode.
Was Hold the Door?
Yes.
Okay. Which I was kind of fascinated that how would you, from reading the books, again, I don't read the books, some fans had figured, like two people had already figured that out.
That Hodor meant...
Hodor was hold the door. Where would you ever get that from?
I have no clue, because I didn't, like... He's saying hold the door. Yeah. It sounds a little bit like his name, but as it progressed, it's like, holy crap.
And, that's also the episode where Sansa meets Littlefinger in private, yeah. saying, basically going, did you know that Ramsay was that way? Did you think he knew?
I think he knew.
Oh, yeah.
You think he knew from the get-go that Ramsay was that
way? He's a dirty enough character.
He knew he wasn't going to kill her, because yeah. he can't kill her, because if he did, you know.
Yeah. Well, and his dad pretty much said as much after she left, that if you kill her, you lose the North.
And I guess this is a really important episode where it's kind of crazy that you lose sight of, you know, the big part was, you know, you get the Sansa-Littlefinger interaction where you knew that they would be going to Sansa to say, hey, we're going to come back to you for some help, Littlefinger, during the battle. Because you knew a battle was going to be coming from the previous episode when Ramsay sends a letter to Jon.
Yeah.
But what's lost in that is you get... basically the origin story of the White Walkers. Yeah. Which I don't know if everyone kind of knew that was going on.
It was kind of lost in the episode, too.
I think so, too. They didn't spend enough time on it, because...
The
Children of the Forest. Yeah. They're called the Children of the Forest, and they give you the background, which is... If you go on YouTube, they have what's called the complete histories of everything with Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And this show gave it, like, 5 minutes where, technically, it's a huge... That's how all this starts, is these Children of the Forest are dealing with men from the North or something like that.
They're chopping down all their trees.
Yeah. They're chopping down their trees and just basically, you know, industrializing it. I think it's a metaphor, to be honest with you,
for industrializing
the world. And they created the White Walkers to protect them from the men, and without knowing what they were doing, I guess. Because I guess a White Walker recreates another White Walker. Can the Night King be the only person that recreates another White Walker? How
they haven't really said, and I haven't gotten that far in the book.
Because you saw... how they created one before. And the show's shown,
but there's not very many of them.
They stabbed him with a sword, or they stabbed him like his hand or something like that.
Well, it was one of the crystals that kills the White Walkers, too.
Yeah, it's the...
Well, that's what they showed. They showed that, and that's how Uncle Benjen, they'd started to do that to him, but he like knocked it off or something like that.
No, the White Walkers, right? He was going to die, and then the... What are they called? The Children of the Forest tried to save him and use that to stop it from... Okay. completely happening.
To Uncle Benjen, you're talking about. Okay.
So that's why he's kind of half-dead looking.
And that's why he can't go past the wall. Because he's half White Walker, half... I guess he's half White Walker, half human, right?
And George R. R. Martin said he was never going to reveal that character as Benjen.
Yeah.
But the writers of the show decided to do that.
Which it makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I heard that, too. Where in the book, he's not named for that or anything like
right.
that.
Right.
And actually, technically, in the books, the Hound... is not the Hound any longer. When we get further in the episode list, remember when the Hound comes
back?
Technically, he's not in there. He's called the Gravedigger or something like that. But it's never been revealed that the Gravedigger and the Hound are one and the same, which the show did.
I think that makes for a more interesting story.
I think the showrunners get this... What's funny is you have the writer of the books that's the creator of the entire world and mythos and everything, but yet these showrunners seem to be taken from where he left off and doing a better job.
Or is that
just fan service? You think the people that are running the show are saying the fans want this, so we're going to give them what they want?
There are some things that the show's left out, because it didn't really go into Lord Mormont giving Jon Snow the sword.
Okay.
Where the book went more into that and revealed it was Valyrian steel, and that's why he can kill the White Walkers with it.
Mm-hmm.
Was
Mormont off of the Targaryen family tree?
No, but his son is Ser Jorah that's over with Daenerys.
Yeah, he's
and they don't go into that very much either. So
in the books they don't?
In the books they go into it a little bit more, and they explain that I would have given the sword to my son, but he's a traitor. So that's why I'm in the Castle Black, and the sword's available for anybody.
Okay. And what's going on with this episode also was Euron Greyjoy, which is uncle to Theon and Yara. The previous episode, he threw the dad off the bridge and killed him. And I guess the tradition is drown your king.
Yeah. And if he survives, he's worth it.
He gets to be king, exactly. Yeah, which is really weird. But then he goes, okay, let's go kill my niece and nephew. And
Because they weren't there for his coronation.
Which I think from what I've heard, I thought in the books, he's a bigger player. This king, or this uncle, what's his name, Euron.
Yeah.
He's trying to go wed Daenerys in the books or something like that, but because then the show they go, hey, I'm gonna make 1,000 ships, but then they flash forward. They flash forward to Daenerys going, how many ships do I need to go take over Westeros? 1,000 ships.
He said that was part of his master plan, was to go over and wed her.
But then they eventually take over.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I said. Who is she gonna marry? You know what I mean? They're like, you know, she needs to not be with her.
Let's get into theories about season 7 at the end. being married, yeah.
I'm just saying, she's...
You're jumping ahead.
I know, jumping ahead.
But she said more than three words this episode. It's
quite fascinating.
It's more than all the episodes combined.
I'm telling you. But, okay, so... the Night King goes and they kill the children. I think all the children of the Force are dead at that point, correct?
Yeah, I think so. And they kill the three-eyed raven.
Although the children of the Force had cool little grenades. I don't know what those things were, but yeah. They were pretty cool.
They killed the three-eyed raven.
And they also killed his direwolf.
Yes.
Bran's direwolf.
Oh, did they?
Yep. Summer.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
Because he was fighting a bunch of the White Walkers, protecting them, which I hope at least one or two direwolves survive in this whole
story. There is one left, that's it,
well,
right?
Ghost is left.
Yeah, Ghost is left, and Arya is left someplace, because she let it go.
Yeah. At the Red Wedding.
Before that.
Well, no, at the Red Wedding, her direwolf was in captivity, or they had him locked away.
No,
not
when
hers.
She went there, it was Rob's, because she went in there, and then when she was going to go, she was like, oh, it's right there, and then they're going in, and
they killed the direwolves, stabbed
it.
Hers is alive someplace. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a feeling it'll show up, though.
But I think in the books, there's has something to do with that. Like, one of the direwolves has another pack of just regular wolves, and they take over as the leader of that. Hmm. I don't know what it does in the books, though. Then the next episode is episode 6 is Blood of My Blood, where they meet Uncle Benjen.
Yeah.
Which in the books, I think his name is like Knight or Stonehands or something like that.
I don't know.
Like, they have a special name for him. And
I'm still in the first
this
book.
Is where Sam and Gilly go and they meet. We
his
meet
parents.
Sam's dad for the first time.
Yeah.
He's the biggest asshole dad ever, right?
Ever.
I just felt bad for Sam, but I'm glad he stole the Valyrian steel, which you know that
that's going to come back.
It has to, because of course Valyrian steel is what can kill the White.
That was the first thing we said.
Because
when
I don't think
they
ever
touched on
that.
That's why he's like, I'm going to take this, and thank you.
In the show, and I don't know in the books, I don't know if they've ever gone into detail of what Valyrian steel is made out of. But I thought Valyrian steel.
It's
been theorized that it's made out of dragon glass.
Yes.
It's forged just like
it's
iron
mixed
and dragon
of,
glass.
Yeah. It's a mixture of the two.
And we all know dragon glass can kill White Walkers, so Valyrian steel can kill White
in
Walkers.
In the first book, Sam talks about his dad's sword, which is Valyrian steel.
Mm-hmm.
So you,
that's when
if you read the first book, you know he's going to end up in taking it when
John
you see
killed the one with the thing, and they like looked at each other like, oh,
like
they didn't know that was going to happen. And I was like, oh, uh-oh.
Okay, and this is the episode also where Arya is supposed to assassinate one of the actresses in
and
one where they're
and
doing
she
a
befriends her.
And they're doing a reenactment of her dad dying. She has to go watch that show over and over. It's like, why would you ever want to watch
how much would that suck? Because they made her dad out to be a complete idiot.
Which, they don't know the whole story of what was going on. Let's see. Oh, and this is where King Tommen removes Jaime from the King's Guard and he has to go help Walter Frey take back River Run from the Blackfish. Which the Blackfish is the uncle to Catelyn Stark.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What should they play on more?
See, and I don't like
too.
The fact that they have the Turleys and the Tullys. He needed to write the names so they're not as close, so you don't get them.
He's creative, but not
Sam,
that creative.
Sam's a Tarly, Catelyn or Caitlin, how you pronounce it, was a Tully, and the Tullys were in control of River Run. And this
they
is
were.
Also where Daenerys gets, or Drogon comes back to Daenerys, I guess, and she declares in front of the Dothraki. This is when
she burns down their village.
And she comes out.
And kills
which
all
that's the second time she's done that, right?
She kills all the Khals. Yeah, the second time she comes out of the fire, she kills all the Khals, though, and
with
shows up, and everyone bows to her.
Okay, and then the next episode is The Broken Man, where this is the one, wasn't this the one with the Hound? Where
he comes back with
the guy from Deadwood, whatever his name was in the show, which that was pretty cool. But it was the Brothers Without Banners, were the ones that attacked.
Just
they
trying
made,
to be a part of a community. And
they
like,
made such a big deal out of him joining the show, and then he lasted an episode.
Yeah,
it was a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Hound's still in it. Hound's still part of the. Which there's theories about him fighting his brother, the Mountain, Franken Mountain. Yeah, but the beginning of this one was Margaery tells her grandma, "Hey, get out of here because we're all going to."
She gives her the note.
Yeah,
she's like, "I'm still on your side, and you need to leave right now."
Let's see, Jon, Sansa, and Davos, they recruit the wildlings to fight, and they also go to House Mormont. This is where we meet that little midget Mormont, whatever her name
is.
The little
badass.
Girl, she is
like
badass
her.
In that show.
They said if she would have been introduced in season one, the show would have been over.
Because she would have beat everybody. Let's see, they go, and Theon and Yara are going to, they spend one night at that port, Valantis or whatever, they're going to go.
Oh, where she's...
Girlfriend.
Where they find out that...
Hitting up
she's,
the whores.
Yeah, we find out sister's lesbian. Awesome.
Go figure.
You can't take care of him, but I can.
Let's see. Oh, and this is where the Waif attacks Arya, and she's bleeding,
and
she's saved
over.
By the actress that she saved before. And this is
But the waif ends up coming back and killing the actress.
This is also the episode where Brienne tries to convince the Blackfish not to fight the Lannisters, and he just says,
no. Yeah, because Jaime let her go in to talk to him.
Yeah.
And this is where she gives the wave at the end of the episode when they're in the boat, and that's the last you see of her for the season.
Yep. And then next episode is No One, and that's where Tommen decrees that you can't have combat by...
Trial by combat.
Trial by combat. Which means Cersei can't use the Franken Mountain to save her.
Yeah.
Which means she was guilty. Everyone knows she was guilty by doing that. And that's what the Sparrow wanted from the get-go.
Yeah, sleeping with her cousin. Nothing else.
Actually, I'm sorry. No one's where Brienne goes to River Run.
Okay.
He tries to convince the Blackfish to surrender, but he won't.
But he saves her and then goes and fights to his death.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is where Varys leaves Meereen. And he's going to go try... This is where you didn't know where he was going to go.
Yeah.
But it'll make sense a little bit later on in the episode, I guess, where she goes. And, this is where Daenerys comes back to Meereen to go. This is where Meereen is being attacked by all the slavers.
Yeah.
And, Tyrion's there and they're talking about.
And Tyrion's like, oops, I messed up. And then.
She takes everyone.
This is also the best part about that is Arya kills the waif.
Yes.
In the dark, which that was. I'm wondering. What's the guy? Is his name Jaqen? Is that his name?
Jaren? Something. I don't...
Where he was...
The man with no face.
The man with the coin. You know, like the coin guy.
And you wonder if he took away her sight as just part of her training. Like, he's always been on her side the entire time.
I think this whole thing was a test and training for her.
Because at the end
of... The whole point was for her to kill the waif. Mm-hmm. I think that all along, she was supposed to be the one to kill the waif.
Because at the end of her training... He's like, and what is your name? She's like, I'm Arya of Winterfell. And he seems satisfied.
Yeah.
She's somebody now. She knows who she is, and she knows what she needs
to do. I wonder if in season 7 they come back to that storyline. I don't think that she's going to wipe everybody out on her list. But I'm getting ahead of ourselves. We'll do season 7 predictions later. But I just don't think that's the last we've seen of him. Do you think that's the last we've seen of him, though?
The way this show has been, it's very easy that he won't show up again.
Possibly, I guess, yeah.
Or at least until the very end. Because they leave things like that for a while.
Okay, and then, so Battle of the Bastards. We're on episode 9 already. And Battle of the Bastards was where...
Hey, baby.
At the very beginning, you start off with action. And you have Daenerys get on Drogon and just take out the entire fleet with the other two dragons.
Yes.
And, she takes care of it just like that. Just get on your dragons, take out a whole fleet of slavers, and you're good to go. And then, of course, the battle itself between Ramsay and Jon.
Which is probably the most amazing thing we've ever seen on TV.
Yeah, I have to agree. Action-packed, non-stop.
Seriously felt like I could not breathe that whole episode.
They're, like, claustrophobic.
Do you think Jon made a mistake by riding out to try to save Rickon? And also, is Rickon the dumbest kid ever by not running like a snake?
Zigzag! Yeah.
Zigzag! Zigzag a little bit, kid. Could you just zigzag a little bit for us? Because running in a straight line made it really easy to shoot him at you.
Because you run a straight line, he can judge where you're going by how he's pulling the bow.
Exactly. And then,
but yeah, Jon Snow running out is exactly what Sansa told him not to do.
Exactly.
It played right into his plans.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the night before, they were planning the battle the night before, and they said, let's make them come to us, was what they were saying. That'd be the best way to do it. So.
And then Sansa's like, I know him.
There's nothing there.
If you play into his plans, you're going to die.
Yeah. And then, so Jon does, Braveheart style. Wins the battle, though. I don't know how every single arrow missed him, of course.
Yeah. Well, one got his horse and sent him flying, so.
And then, of course, at the end there, Knights of the Vale come in to save the day, which we knew was going to happen because in the previous episode, Sansa had sent a letter, which there's a bunch of stuff online saying you could kind of read where the letter was going to. We all knew where it was going to happen. One of the things that happened in the episode that made me kind of upset was 1-1, the last giant. He has to be the last giant, because I don't think there are any other ones, because the previous giants died in the Battle of the Bay, or what's it called?
Remember where they fought the White Walkers.
Well, I remember Tyrion got his face cut.
Yeah.
And they're storming Castle Black.
Yeah.
Right? So, I don't think there's any more giants, if that sucks.
Well, and they didn't show any more with the wildlings besides 1-1.
Yeah. And then, of course, Jon gets to beat the crap out of Ramsay after they had taken over Winterfell again. And... I think Sansa gets the great pleasure of watching him get eaten by his own dogs. Which, did you think that was the right way to go out? I think that was too easy. That was too good for him.
I don't know.
They should have tortured him a little bit more.
But see, that's the same way he sent everyone else out. So yeah. An eye for an eye.
Yeah.
We talked about this, though. Aaron didn't believe the dogs would do that to their master.
Oh.
But I said they had been starved for 7 days, which he pointed out. Mm-hmm. And those things at that point are so bloodthirsty, mm-hmm. they're going to attack like that, no matter who it is.
Yep, yep. I agree with that 100%. Which, again, love the episode. My favorite. It has to be my favorite episode of the entire series. Because I can't think of another series that had like, no action in it.
The closest episode here would be The Red Wedding.
Yeah. Which, oh.
But this... Yeah. The Red Wedding was surprising. Mm-hmm. This was more unbelievable, just because you're like... watching it. Mm. It sucks the emotion out of watching this battle.
Mm-hmm. So then, of course, season ends. Only 10 episodes, but it felt like it went... Well, you binged it, so... But
even binging it, it's...
Fast. It goes by real fast. Story flows really well. The Winds of Winter, which they finally determined that's... From the beginning of the show, they've always been saying, Winter is coming. And, of course, they send the White Raven, and the White Raven says, Winter is here.
Yeah.
Which I'm still trying to determine, what does that really mean? What does winter really mean?
Well, one of the things they said is the seasons are different there, mm-hmm. and that they'd been in, like, a summer-like season for, like, 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been 10 years since the last winter.
Okay.
I don't know what that means with the start code of saying winter is coming.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, that could be anybody's, no matter where you're at, but...
Episode 10, Winds of Winter starts off. Cersei's supposed to be going to her trial, but Marjorie's brother, Loras Tyrell, he will be Iron Fist, yep. He confesses all his sins. He's going to join the Sparrows, whatnot. And, he's going to, they carve in the marking of whatever they do on their foreheads. And then they're waiting for Cersei to come. And finally, Margaery kind of gets to him, what's going
on? She's not here, something's going to happen.
You have to give her credit for the fact that she got everything. They did it for her.
Yeah.
They did it actually for every single person of authority in that entire city under one roof. And she wiped out everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody that had any kind of authority going.
So. Well, it was Margaery's grandmother that said something, everyone in the city hates you.
Yeah.
And so she takes them all out with one swoop.
I know, with the dragon fire, which I would have to believe there's even more dragon fire, because the Mad King was going to take out
the whole city.
Yeah, exactly.
And Tyrion used part of it to take out Stannis' army.
Yep. Yep.
And I was surprised by how much was still left, because it seemed like they used a lot in that battle.
Mm-hmm. So then after that, we see, Cersei's taking out everybody. I didn't see it coming. I didn't think that would happen, but it makes sense that it did. Tommen then goes and kills himself.
I was told before the episode that the first 15 minutes were just unbelievable, and it left you thinking about it for the rest of the show, which I agreed with.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw Tommen watching it, I'm like, he's going to kill himself.
Yeah.
I just had a feeling. I just knew he wasn't going to make it through.
And see, in the books, and actually they did it in the show, and you just didn't pick up on it, because that's kind of what makes the show a really great one, because the other great shows done that where... Everything pays off, where you have to pay attention to every detail, because they did an episode, I think it was the very first episode of season 5, where they show Cersei as a kid going to see what's the character called Maggie the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie the Frog was basically a fortune teller, and Cersei made Maggie tell her what her fortune was, and she told her, she asked her, how many kids will I have, and Maggie tells her, you will have 3 kids, but the king will have 14. And she, that doesn't make sense. I'm going to be with the king. But, of course, the 3 kids are the kids that she had with her brother.
Yeah, and the king has 14 bastards.
And Maggie said, but your 3 kids will all have died. Which, that happened. Joffrey was killed. Yep. And he was killed by, I would say...
Littlefinger and Tyrell.
Correct. And then you had the daughter killed by the Sand Snakes, which are the people from... Where
Dorne.
Are they from? Dorne, thank you.
Yep.
And then the last one was Tommen. So all her kids... So basically...
Which she was the one responsible for it.
Correct. And so Maggie's fortune-telling came true, so...
I had completely forgotten about that.
Yep. And I had not thought about it either until I was reading some stuff online about it. So, and then after that, we go see and we find out that Varys was meeting with... Old Mom Tyrell.
Yeah.
And with one of the head of Dorne. She killed the sand snakes who killed King of Dorne. King of Dorne, correct. And they're all joining up. They're coming forward with an alliance, which the alliance still, I'm having a hard time trying to understand the alliance, but I guess after reading up more about the Targaryens, it kind of does make sense, because here's the thing. It all goes back to when you have Rhaegar Targaryen, who was the brother of the Mad King. Yeah. And how all this starts, and it gets into the whole R plus L equals J.
Which they kind of confirm in the episode.
Which they do. We find out in this episode that Jon is not Ned's bastard son. It's his sister's son.
Which makes me feel a lot better about Ned, because that was the one black cloud over him, was his bastard child.
But here's the thing. Rhaegar Targaryen was married to the Dornish princess. And he had two children with the princess from Dorne. And the Mountain killed when the Mad King was overtaken by the Lannisters.
And Starks and Baratheons.
Correct. The Mountain killed the Dornish princess and Rhaegar's two children. But this all goes back to when they had this tournament, a jousting tournament, I always forget what it's called. He gave these roses to Lyanna Stark, which was Ned's sister, which started this all off, and the theory is they were in love, they got married. But I guess it's Targaryen history where they do more than one wife.
Yeah.
The reason why the pact didn't make sense to me, because it doesn't make sense to me why the Dornish people hate the Lannisters, because in that war they were together.
Yeah.
But I guess not. I guess that they are enemies because I guess they had the Mountain go kill the Dornish princess. I can't remember her name.
And the Mountain was their agent, like her main knight, I guess.
And so all of that pays off, and I guess it just sets you up perfectly for season 7. You find out that they've elected Jon, or not elected, but they just named Jon King of the North.
King of the North, which is going to lead to probably conflict with Sansa, who's the true heir of the North.
Correct. Which, actually, to be honest with you, no, that's not true. Bran is technically, I think.
That's what we talked about. Because
it doesn't go by age, I don't think.
It goes by oldest male.
Correct. So I think Bran would be the king of the North. So Sansa could not really get mad. But then again, I don't think they even know that Bran's still
alive. No, they don't.
No one thinks Bran's alive. I'm wondering, do they still think Bran's... How do they know? Because if they say they have Rickon, were they under the impression that Rickon was dead with Bran when Theon had faked killed them?
Yeah, they thought both of them died at that point.
No, I think at some point they learned that
Bran's alive.
Theon told her that he didn't kill them.
So Sansa they were just two random farm boys, and he felt guilty for it.
So we know that's happening. So then you have Littlefinger in the background. Now remember, Littlefinger, I think, knows the truth about Jon's heritage. Littlefinger in season 1 is down in the crypt with Sansa. And they talk about the whole battle between the whole thing with Rhaegar, then giving the roses to Lyanna. And he says, how many lives would have been saved had Rhaegar not chosen your aunt at that one tournament? So
I forgot about that.
It goes all the way back to season 1 where it all ties together. So that's what the show does. It has a big payoff in this episode where you find that out.
Because of the season, I'm going back and reading everything.
I had originally thought that since Jon is a Targaryen, I thought he was brother and sister with Daenerys. But no, Daenerys is his aunt. It's his aunt.
Zant.
It's his aunt. Because Rhaegar was her brother. Rhaegar is the oldest brother of Daenerys. And her brother was killed by... Who killed her brother? Remember when he had poured the lava over him or something? I can't remember who did that.
I don't.
Was it a Tyrell?
I don't know.
Lava, it was like... It was a tar.
I can't remember who did. I need to go back and watch that. Yeah, it's so hard to keep track of it all. But we skipped over the fact where Theon and his sister, they give their allegiance to Daenerys, and that's how she gets her fleet.
And the creepy flirting.
The very creepy flirting between the two of them. And so,
which Daenerys kind of liked, it seemed like, a little bit.
Can you get the Tupperware?
Yes. Edit. So, you have the allegiance. You see them. Varys is back, and you can see that the allegiance between. So you're gonna have the Dorne people. You have Dorne, the Dothraki,
the Tyrells,
and the Greyjoys.
Yeah,
she has four different sets of people all backing her up right now.
She also
has half the Greyjoys, half the Iron Islands.
Yeah, half the Iron Islands. Yeah. Plus, you have everything that Daenerys has already brought together, like
the Marine, all the free people, and the Grey Worms people. The Unsullied army. So, that's not including
the one she leaves behind.
Here's my question. Who will the Lannisters really have to help back them up? Because they won't have the Tyrells. They don't have any other. Who do they have that they can go to help establish an army of any kind?
The
Freys are going to be out of it.
Yeah, they're taking care of
it. Arya killed Walder Frey, made him meet his sons. That was awesome with the Frey Pies.
Yes.
Arya knocks off the first person on her
list. Made that her whole story worthwhile. Yeah. Seeing that one scene.
Yeah.
Because before that, that whole story just seemed kind of like a waste of time. Because
you remember where she'd lay there at night and repeat the names of people. Yeah. I wonder if that's going to pay off where she does kill every single one on that list.
Probably.
The only one that's going to be safe is the Hound. Because I think she said she took him off the list after they traveled together for a while.
Dead, yeah. Well, then she thought he was dead though, when Brienne took him out. So, we see Daenerys is going. Now let's get back to what you're saying about marriage. Let's go to our season 7 predictions. Do we all agree that this was the best season of the entire series?
Yes.
Yes.
Because it had the most payoff.
Oh, easily.
The stories are starting to come together.
Yeah.
So
we got, what, 2 seasons left?
Yeah.
2 seasons left. It's supposed to be condensed seasons with longer episodes. I think there's only supposed to be like 8 episodes of season 7, but there'll be like hour and a half episodes or something like that.
So my guess is this season is going to be the battle for the Seven Kingdoms, and season 8 is going to be the battle against the White Walkers.
That makes sense. So here's my thoughts. Daenerys is going to go fight Cersei, I guess, right? I'm going to assume Jon's not even going to be involved with that.
It depends on where she lands. Because if she lands north, and Bran shows up at the right time, he'll be able to prove Jon's lineage.
I think Bran's going to come back to warn them the White Walkers are coming, and this is how they're going to get through the wall. Because I think before this series is all said and done, the wall's coming down.
Yeah.
Somehow, the Night King will figure out a way to take the wall down, even though there's magic.
He's got enough people that they'll be able to climb up the wall on top of each other.
I don't think they'll even climb. I think they'll just barrel it down somehow, or blow it up. Or I don't know how they'll do it. But I go back to what you said about marriage. I think Jon and Daenerys get married, although they are Targaryens. That's how the Targaryens. And the histories of the show.
There's just not that many options for her to get married to somebody.
They said that Targaryens kept their bloodline pure by not marrying outside the family. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thing that does make sense is the two of them get married.
And it kind of makes sense.
And that's what will unite. I think that's what their marriage will unite all the kingdoms.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think
and
that's how they'll do it.
Not only will they talk about their marriage, they will play up the fact of how noble the Starks are.
Yeah.
And add to that bloodline.
Yeah.
What is my guess.
Yeah. So... Yeah, and then how the show ends, it's going to be all 7 kingdoms against White Walkers.
Yes.
And the walls, I think the wall will come down, and I think there's a theory out there that Tyrion is a Lannister too. I don't know how they get to
Targaryen.
Targaryen, sorry. Yes,
yeah.
Targaryen. And
which we touched upon on our next forthcoming episode.
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that a little bit.
A little bit.
And I think there's the theory about the 3 dragon riders, and you'll have Daenerys on one dragon, Jon will ride another dragon, and I think it has to be a Targaryen to ride it. And I don't know, are there any other Targaryens out there besides, would be Jon and Daenerys, right?
Well, after Tyrion freed the dragons and they didn't flip out on him,
it makes sense. Yeah. And so there'll be the 3 dragon riders, and there's also a theory online about something called Azor Ahai or something like that. I don't know, it's something to do about... They were the one that's promised to come or something like that. Ow, that sounds dirty to me to say it like that. But that'd be great. I can't wait. But do we have to wait another year and a half before the next season comes out? Because didn't we have to wait that long for this season to come out?
It was
almost a year.
Oh, a year. Okay. So.
So it'll probably be, I don't know, next December. Yeah, this coming December, maybe.
Yeah, no. So I'm going to try to read some more of the books. I'm trying to skim through book one because book one's the show. It makes it easier to read.
The show makes it a lot easier to read them. Yeah. I started reading it before I watched the show,
and
I couldn't keep anyone straight. Once you watch the first season of the show, it makes it a lot easier.
But I heard in the book that Stannis is still alive. Like he's still a player in all this, and I'm wondering why would you?
Hmm.
I'm curious if George Martin will change the way he's writing his books based on the show now. Or will he keep it his way and the show still just deviate however they want?
It's definitely interesting. It becomes kind of a Walking Dead at that point where the story kind of seems the same, but they change aspects of it.
Now, would you guys, with how successful Game of Thrones is, do you guys think that they'll try to keep it going by doing a prequel kind of show where you see how it basically they start even before the Mad King, and they start way further in history, and they get up to where the Mad King is killed, and that's where Game of Thrones really takes off.
They have a lot of options, I think. I think they could do prequels easily. Yeah. I think they could do a secondary show showing some of the different areas that they don't touch upon as much. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe have a season shows what happens to Dorne up through where the brother of the king is killed by the mountain. Because you don't see Dorne very much at the beginning.
Yeah.
So they have definite options that they could do.
I just want to see, I'd like to see the history of where you see the flashback of Ned Stark. You have the battle where Robert Baratheon kills Rhaegar.
Yeah.
I want to see all that. I would watch it.
I would watch it too.
I'm interested in the lore, the history of all of it. But overall, awesome season. Best show on TV. I say it's the best show on TV.
Easily the best show on TV. Easily the best season they've had.
And I think this is what makes it a show superior to The Walking Dead, is that you have payoff. And actually, the story moves forward. It goes somewhere. Where Walking Dead just takes its sweet-ass time trying to get to any kind of payoff in the storyline.
We stopped watching the second half of the last season of Walking Dead so we could get caught up on Game of Thrones, because it was just so much better.
Yeah. Because it's just more action-packed, faster pace. Walking Dead's slow. I still love Walking Dead, but it's just slower. That's all.
Yeah.
So, Jen, last thoughts on the season? Great thoughts? Yeah? No? Nothing to share?
They can't see you shaking your head.
So
this is the same thing I told my 7-year-old daughter.
So there you have it. A little mini-sode. I guess we'll call it a mini-sode. Whatever you want. Or you can label whatever
you
want. You can say mini.
Interview episode 5.
Yeah, there you go. So there you have it. There's our Game of Thrones season 6 recap. Looking forward to season 7.
We might have to do daily episodes of season 7 once they
keep up on Game of Thrones, or Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Those were good when we did
those it. Were. That was a lot of fun, too.
So we need to get back on that. Well, maybe we'll try to do Walking Dead again.
Yeah, because we spend an hour in every episode, and I felt like we really broke it down and got some of the theories out of the way.
Yeah. We'll try to do that with Game of Thrones, too. You can be part of those, too. You can say, wee, every now and then. How about that?
She talked a lot more this time than ever before.
At least 7 words. Seven
I do
words.
Watch this one. So.
Okay, so there you go. We're signing off. I'm Matt.
Jen.
Jay.
See ya. All right. See? There you go. Content. Website.
This is Senses Fail and Bloody Romance.
Away. Tyler, your head is turned away.